We have come to the corner or crossroads of this street, where you can see a plaque, the inscription on which you can read at your leisure. There is no hurry, and taking it easily, we can enjoy the views more. I really like showing you my town. Life in the Middle Ages and subsequent centuries was not easy, but it is also true that those who lived through that period did not perceive it as we do now, with all our comforts. This street of the Yreka stream was not paved back then. The ground was earth and clay, which became mud when it rained, and as you may know, our land is a rainy one. At times, the rains flooded the cellars of the dwellings, and there was also the unhygienic custom of throwing out sewage through the window to the shout of,
"Water!"
Despite town bylaws, this waste was often supplemented by that of animal excrement and other dirt, all thrown into the street where it flowed alongside the river water. During the day, the street was filled with the voices of the locals, the shouts of the street sellers, and the squealing of the pigs. Until night fell, and not having artificial light such as electricity, a calmness descended over the town, and each family gathered around the fireplace to talk and keep alive the legends and the memories of their ancestors. On founding the chartered towns, the yanchos, or local lords, and the landowners and farmholders began to lose influence and power to the benefits of the town people. In Iloria, the most affected clan were the Ibaras, of whom we will speak later on. For now, suffice it to say that the townspeople distanced themselves from this powerful family at great cost and suffering. Let's continue, because we still have quite a bit to see. But there is enough time to carry on with my story of our town. We'll walk to the Akithu Tower House, turning left at the next corner.